you have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes too when you donate now at laist.com/sweeps.
Hey everyone, it's Monday, November 23rd, and this is the LA Report. I'm Leo Duran. On today's show, with coronavirus infections way up, more restaurant restrictions are coming. We'll tell you what to expect. More on LAUSD's plan to distribute Thanksgiving meals to hungry families. Checking in on the historic cabins that were damaged by the fires in the Angeles National Forest. And one of LA's own may be headed to Joe Biden's cabinet. Libby Denkman will tell you who. It's all coming up. Starting Wednesday, restaurants in LA County, once again, will be limited to takeouts and drive-thrus only. This comes in response to a dangerous surge in coronavirus infections across most of the state. With more on what to expect, here's LAist food editor Elena Shatkin.
A lot of restaurants are very upset about this. They feel like they've jumped through all the hoops in terms of health and safety protocols that the county has mandated, and the evidence on whether or not restaurants present a significant mode of coronavirus transmission as opposed to, say, private social gatherings and those large illegal house parties, all of which are also a problem. There's not really good hard data on how it's transmitted, at least that we've had access to yet. So tomorrow, LA County Supervisor Catherine Barger says she's going to take the issue up at the County Board of Soups meeting because she strongly opposes it. She says for her, it's a lack of consistency. You know, why are we cracking down on this one particular industry sector when there are so many other modes of transmission? It's not clear whether that'll change, you know, county health officials' minds or what the county board could do.
Since the start of the pandemic, LAUSD has become a food distribution machine, distributing almost 80 million meals to hungry kids and adults. And this Wednesday, to help celebrate Thanksgiving, they plan to hand out 5 meals to every person who goes to one of the district's 63 grab-and-go centers. With more, here's education reporter Carla Javier.
Since the district moved to online learning in March to slow the spread of COVID-19, LAUSD has distributed almost 80 million meals to students and community members who are in need. And on Wednesday alone, the district is planning on handing out even more meals, 1.5 million. So Wednesday morning, starting at 7 a.m., district staff and volunteers at the 60-ish grab-and-go centers around LA will hand out 5 meals per person or family member. Those meals will be holiday themed. There's turkey, mashed potatoes, gravy, and green beans in them. And those grab-and-go centers close at 10 a.m. on Wednesday and will remain closed for Thanksgiving itself and on Friday too.
A number of historic cabins in the Angeles National Forest were destroyed by the Bobcat Fire earlier in the fall. Our infrastructure reporter, Sharon McNary, went up there for a weekend hike to check out the aftermath.
Every weekend, hundreds of people hike from Chantry Flat down the Gabrielino Trail into Big Santa Anita Canyon, and they pass by a few dozen tiny cabins, some more than 100 years old. That trail is going to be closed for a long time until the fire damage subsides and it's safe to be there. I got permission to hike in with a family that has owned a cabin for more than 50 years. There were hundreds of cabins in the canyon in the 1930s, at the end of California's great hiking era, but floods and fires had destroyed most of them over the years. The Bobcat Fire burned 17 cabins, so now only 64 are left. And it's unclear whether the U.S. Forest Service, which owns the land, will permit the owners to rebuild. It's going to depend on where each cabin is and whether it's far enough out of a hazard zone.
And finally, President-elect Joe Biden is planning to formally announce nominations for several cabinet positions on Tuesday, and is picked to lead the Department of Homeland Security as LA roots. Our Libby Denkman explains.
Biden's transition team says he'll nominate Alejandro Mayorkas for the job leading border security and immigration enforcement under the Biden administration. Ali Mayorkas, as he's called, grew up in Beverly Hills after his family left Cuba for the U.S. as when he was a baby. Mayorkas rose to become U.S. attorney for the Central District of California, overseeing the federal government's prosecution of drug cartels and white supremacists in Los Angeles. He started the first civil rights section in the office's history, and that was aimed at investigating and prosecuting police misconduct and hate crimes. Then the Obama administration scooped him up. He headed U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services, where he helped develop and implement the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program, or DACA, that temporarily suspended deportation proceedings and granted work authorization to immigrants brought to the United States as children. So immigration groups I talked to, including the Coalition for Humane Immigrant Rights, say they expect him to unwind a lot of Trump administration policies and help find a permanent solution for DACA recipients who have faced so much uncertainty in recent years.
Thanks for listening to today's LA Report. Our reporting is made possible by listeners like you. Please donate today at las.com/donate to keep local news strong during this uncertain time. That's laist.com/donate. We'll have another report for you tomorrow. Until then, be safe. I'm Leo Duran. The LA Report is produced Monday through Friday. Subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. And for up-to-date news around the clock, tell your Alexa device to launch LAist or check in at laist.com/latest. That's laist.com/latest.
The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at laist.com/sweeps.